You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
This morning, we are going to do something a little bit different. So if you want to stay and you normally would go out with Miss Theodosia, we're going to stay in this morning. Okay, does that make sense? All right, because we're going to do something special today. And something special today. So what do I have in my hand here? A sheep. It's a fuzzy, cuddly sheep. Before we go any further, we're going to do our identity statement. All right, y'all join in with me on this. Here we go. Let's do this. I am not what's been done to me, but what Jesus has done for me. I am not what I do, but what Jesus has done. What I do doesn't determine who I am. I follow Jesus, and as his follower, he determines what I do. Beautiful. And we are talking about the inner life. So for all of our young ones here, sometimes the sun is shining outside, right? Like today, you see blue sky. Did everyone see blue sky outside?
No.
All right, I need everybody to stand up and let's come over to the window. We're going to look at the blue sky. Okay? All right. Can you see the blue sky? Can you see the blue sky out there? What else? Else is out there? What else is out there?
White.
Oh, what are those? Clouds. Very good. Okay, y'all followed instructions very well. Let's come sit back down. If you want to sit in the front, we've got plenty of room up front. Okay, now what was outside? Sunshine, blue sky, and clouds. Sunshine, blue sky, and clouds. You want to sit right here? You can sit right here. That's right. But what's inside right now? Are the lights turned off?
No.
Yeah, the lights are turned off. Is it a little bit dark in here? It's a little bit dark. If we turned on all the lights, it'd be bright, but it's a little bit dark. Sometimes on the inside of us, it's a little bit dark. Do you ever get sad on the inside? Sometimes we get sad on the inside. Sometimes I feel kind of, can you do a sad face? Yep. So your face sometimes shows what's going on the inside, right? And as mommies and daddies and the adults here, we've been talking about the inner life of what goes on the inside. Sometimes we need a little light, a little brightness. What makes you happy? What brings a smile to your face? When you karate? Yeah, very good. Phone time? Oh, screen time. We love screen time. Food? Yeah, there's things that we do. There's things that come into us that make us happy. Desserts? Swimming pool? Birthday celebrations? Very good. Well, here's a lamb, and we're going to pass this lamb around. I want everyone to pet the lamb at least once and then pass it to the person next to you, okay? All right, can you all follow the instructions? So pet it just once. Just once. Just once. And mommies and daddies, we're going to read a psalm together before we talk a little bit about the inner life in all of us. All right, Psalm 23, as y'all are passing the lamb around, let's read this together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Y'all look this way? Y'all look this way? What do you see? Sheep, little lambs. Look at them jumping. Those are just a couple of old. These little ones. So when a lamb is first born, it has wobbly legs and it can't stand very well. What did you hear? What was that? What was that? Did you hear the little lamb? Can y'all make, oh, there it was again. Can y'all make a little lamb sound? Meh, 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 meh. I love that. Y'all do that so well. What do little lambs like to do? They like to what?
Run and play.
They like to run and play, exactly. They run and play, they jump. Yep. Where'd my little lamb go? Oh, thank you. Thank you. My little lamb. So in Psalm 23, David saw himself as a little lamb, just like those little lambs were jumping and running. Yep. So we've been talking about what's going on the inside of us and taking time to talk to Jesus, to pray. We use big words sometimes. We use a word like contemplation. Can you all say that with me? Contemplation. Yeah. And that's just taking a very small piece of Scripture, just a couple words, a few words, and sitting with it and listening to it on the inside and asking the question, God, what do you have to say to me about this verse? And so prayer is not just for big people, right? Is prayer for small people too? Like y'all sitting here? Yeah, absolutely. Prayer is not just for mommies and daddies, is it? But it's for who? It's for kids. Can you all point to yourself? Point to yourself, yep. So prayer is for me. Can you all say that with me? Prayer is for me. Well, sometimes as mommies and daddies, we don't always know how to teach or encourage you to pray. Did you know that? That sometimes we don't always have all the answers? We want you to think we have all the answers, but we don't always have the answers. Do we? No. But one of the things we're going to talk about this morning is how all of us here, whether you're 2 years old or 92 years old, you can listen to Jesus. You can listen to Jesus. I want you all to think about those lambs for just a moment. Where do lambs like to play?
In the meadow.
In the meadow. Very good. And what do they do in the meadow? On the farm? Yep. What do they do in the meadow? They run. They eat grass. What color grass do you think little lambs, once they're old enough and they're no longer drinking milk, what color grass do you think they like to eat? Do they eat green grass? What? Not brown grass, right? No.
White grass.
Green grass. Green grass means it's tender and it tastes good. Have you ever tried to eat a charred cookie? Have you ever had a cookie get burnt?
Yes.
Not to pick on anybody this morning, but I've seen a cookie every once in a while that might have been in the oven a little too long. And what happened to that cookie? It got a little bit black and crispy, right? Right? And so what do you have to do? You have to dip it in some milk. I hope somebody brought milk this morning to dip it in, to kind of moisten it up a little bit. Oh, we're running to HEB to get some milk here in just a little bit. So lambs like to run and play. And where do they like to run and play?
Meadow.
In the meadow with all the green grass. Can everyone point to the green grass and say meadow?
Meadow.
Meadow. Yes. Well, there's something that lambs need as well. They need a lot of water, don't they? They need to drink a lot of water. Have you ever been thirsty?
Yes.
Yeah? Yep, I get thirsty every once in a while. Let's look here at some water that we might have on the screen for us to look at and listen to. Oh. You know what? My water is not there. My water disappeared. Where does water, it was there earlier, where does water come from? Comes from clouds sometimes, from rain. Very good. It also comes bubbling up from the ground.
From
where?
Ice.
Ice, it comes from ice, that's right. It melts. So lambs are gonna drink water from little pools, and maybe from, have you ever gone swimming in a lake? Anyone do, or fishing in a lake? Do fishing? Fishing, I know, I've been chased by turtles too in the lake.
Yeah.
So when we think about water and the things that we need, if we are little lambs, we need yummy grass, right? And we also need water to take care of keeping us hydrated, moist on the inside. But if you were a little lamb, do you think sometimes you would get a little bit tired running and playing all day long in the meadow? Think you might get a little tired? Maybe you'd want to sit down in a nice, cool, shady place, and maybe you would look up in the sky. You ever look up in the sky, like we did just a few moments ago, look at the bright sunshine and the blue sky? What do you see here in these clouds? Do you ever play games when you look at the clouds?
Yeah.
Do you play, what do you see? I spy. Do you see, what do you see up there? A ninja? What else do y'all see?
A dolphin?
What is it?
A T-Rex head.
A T-Rex head, yes. Good job. See, what's awesome about our imagination is we get to see all kinds of beautiful things that God has around us and to imagine those. And one of the things as parents, as mommies and daddies and adults, sometimes we forget how to imagine. Sometimes when we look at clouds, we just think, oh, that's just a cloud. But you know what? Y'all have a special gift to be able to look at that cloud and say, oh, I see a T-Rex head, or I see a ninja, or I see what?
A mermaid.
Very good. You never know what you might see in the clouds. What do you see in the clouds? Do you see something in the clouds?
I see
a T-Rex head. Very good. Mm-hmm. Good. When Jesus was walking with his disciples, did you have something? Did you see something in the clouds?
That's okay.
If you all see something and want to tell me later, quietly in my ear, you can tell me later. All right, we can do that as soon as we're done here. Jesus had a moment where his disciples came to him, and we talked about this last week with the big people. And we talked about how there was a question, and the question was, who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who's going to be the best in God's kingdom? And Jesus did something very, very smart, because Jesus is a good teacher, and we're a follower of Jesus. Yep. We listen to what Jesus has to say to us. And you know what? This is what Jesus did when he was asked that question. He said, send a little child to me. And he picked up that little child. Let's pretend that this lamb is a little child. Is that all right? Can we do that? Yep. He took that little child and he put that little child on his knee. And he said that we need to learn from the little kids, the children, the little people in our lives. Sometimes, yeah, you know what that means? That means I can learn from you. And I can learn from you. I can learn from a four-year-old. That's right. Good smile. Boy, do I like that smile. Yeah, each of us. But sometimes that's hard for mommies and daddies and big people to be in a place where we are willing to learn from those who are younger than us or less experienced or know less, at least we think. But there's something so simple about just looking at the clouds and using our imagination just naturally just flows in that direction, doesn't it? You just see things. You just come up with a new story. That's what... Oh, very good. Yep, there's a chair. Very good. So what we're going to do now is we're going to stop and we're going to think about just one little piece of this Bible passage, Psalm 23. We're going to all think about it together. And we're going to just listen to Jesus. What do you have to say to us? What do you have to say to us from just a small little snippet from Psalm 23? And that is, let's read this together. You are with me. You are with me. So I want you to think about the Lamb. I want you to think about the sky. I want you to think about water in a stream, water in a pond, water, maybe rain. I want you to think about all the little lambs running in the pasture. And what does the shepherd say? The shepherd says, I'm with you. And so the sheep say what? They say, you. They say, ma. And what they mean is, you are with me. You are with me. All right? So we're going to take just a moment. And what I want you to do is everybody take a deep breath. Good. Again. And if you feel safe, you can just close your eyes just for a minute. And I want you to just think about that. You are with me. We're not going to go to sleep. We're just going to listen. We're going to listen just for a couple moments. You are with me. Jesus says to each of us, you are with me. And we say back to Jesus, you are with me. Everyone take another deep breath. You're in a big field. And in that big field, you're not alone. Jesus is with you. You're by a little stream getting a drink of water because you're a little lamb and you're thirsty. You're a little lamb and you're thirsty. But you're not alone because Jesus is with me. You're getting a little bit hungry. You're a little lamb and you're going to start looking for some green grass. And you don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to have enough grass, green grass to eat. Why? Because Jesus is with me. All right, let's take another deep breath. So when Jesus is with us, we can say, thank you, Jesus, for being with me. Can y'all say that with me? Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. Very good. Let's say that again. Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. You are with me. You are with me. Tonight, when you go to sleep in your own bed, maybe you have a special blanket or a special stuffed animal or doll that you sleep with, and maybe the lights get turned out and it's a little bit dark. If you start to feel a little bit alone, you know what you can say? You are with me. Who's with me?
Jesus.
Jesus is with me. Again, big people. Jesus brought a small child in the midst and said, learn from the children, learn from this child. May each of us know that we are learners, we're receivers, we are in a place to grow. May we be open, our hearts and our minds, to the big teachers in our life and to the little teachers in our life, that Jesus brings us into our midst to learn, to love, to share life with. All right, let's all close our eyes again. We're going to have a prayer. We're going to thank Jesus for being with us. Jesus, I just thank you for each of these young hearts, these young minds, these young bodies. We acknowledge that you have brought them into our midst to teach us profound lessons of what it means to walk with you, maybe re-engage a part of us, our imagination that we haven't maybe had engaged for many, many years because we had to grow up too fast. I thank you for the lessons you're teaching us in our hearts and in our minds. I pray that our words will continue to be kind and gentle to all those around us, just as your words were kind and gentle. I pray that you would show us what it means to be open and receptive to your Spirit as your Spirit leads us into all truth. I thank you, most of all, that you are with me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So we're going to sing my second favorite song this morning.
It's my second favorite song too, Ryan.
Let's try that again. We're going to sing my second favorite song this morning. All right, and it's called Jesus Loves Me, and it has some hand motions. So let's all stand.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit onedesirechurch.org.